This is Here and Now. Running a marathon is no picnic. Ask anybody who's done the 26.2 miles, even a professional runner. But let's set the record straight. There's nothing easy about running a half marathon either, even if it is a mere 13.1 miles. Still, the shorter race involves less training time, so that helps explain why thousands of people will run half marathons this very weekend. Among them, two races tomorrow: the Summerfest Rockin' Soul in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the Yellowstone Half Marathon in Montana. Imagine the scenery for that Yellowstone race. It runs on trails through the woods right near the national park. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock is a veteran half marathon runner, and he's just back from another scenic race, this one through the countryside of Vermont.
According to a survey just released by the group Running USA, the half marathon is now the fastest-growing standard distance for American runners. The survey shows that last year, for the first time ever, more than 2 million runners completed the 13.1-mile race. And some of those races were huge. 7 half marathons in the U.S. in 2014 had more than 20,000 finishers. Others, though, are much smaller, but they still attract a devoted group of runners.
Once again, good morning. Welcome to the Covered Bridges Half Marathon. Racers!
Last Sunday, about 2,000 people gathered on a chilly morning for the 24th annual Covered Bridges Half Marathon in Woodstock, Vermont. The race organizers call it the most beautiful 13.1 miles in New England, and just about everyone who has ever run the race seemed to agree. Mark Garath of Groton, Massachusetts, first ran the Covered Bridges in 1996. On the day before this year's race, he was on the town green in Woodstock, one of the communities that hosts the event, answering questions from runners who are flocking into town.
It's a really pretty course. It's a net downhill, couple brutish little hills, but it's really pretty, especially the first few miles. It's real open. You know, the leaves are still sort of that new green, and then a lot of it is dirt, which is really pleasant.
The dirt part of the course runs along the Ottauquechee River, and that's where the covered bridges come in. The runners cross Middle Bridge in the heart of Woodstock and also run past two other bridges that cross the river. Dave Sullivan lives in Woodstock. He was running the race for the second time.
Kind of interestingly, when Hurricane Irene came through in 2011, I believe that was, both of those other two covered bridges were taken out. They're both new bridges that have been built in the last couple of years after the hurricane came through.
Sullivan was also one of the pacers participating in this year's race. That meant he was running a specific pace per mile. In his case, 9 minutes and 10 seconds.
What's it like to be a pacer?
This is the second time I've paced. I enjoy it because, one, I'm not so stressed myself because it's not as fast as I probably would run if left to my own devices. And also, you're helping people who have probably never run the distance before. So you're helping them stay disciplined, you know, to stay at a consistent pace. And they're very excited when they finish at their goal, and you kind of enjoy being a part of that experience with them.
Mike Silverman is the co-race director. He's been involved in the Covered Bridges Half Marathon for 16 years. He says people come from all over the country to run in the annual race.
I really think it's because it's of such a New England experience. Vermont, first of all, it's the flattest run you'll probably find in Vermont. And I think it just brings people to a Vermont experience, seeing the countryside, seeing the small town, then ending up with, you know, just a welcoming experience between the bands and the community coming out and cheering them on. I mean, it's pretty special.
I'll have the white Alfredo, yeah, please. Okay. Yeah,
and I want to try that too.
Okay.
Just a smidge, you know.
Mike Silverman mentioned the community coming out. The night before the race, the runners gathered to fuel up at a pasta dinner. All the food was donated by local businesses. The bluegrass band Spare Parts provided the music. The next morning, we boarded buses that took us to the start at the Suicide 6 ski area. From there, we ran through green countryside, up one steep hill at mile 8, and then the rest of the way, mostly downhill, as we came to Dequeechee, the village where the race ends.
This is Richard Miller and Scott Miller, both from St. Louis, Missouri. Father-son duo, Richard 70, Scott 44. Great to see them out enjoying a beautiful day of running together here in the Green Mountains.
At the finish, the runners enjoyed food and beer, and reflected on their experiences. Angela Stebbins ran the race for the second time.
How did it go today?
It was great. It's a beautiful course. We had great weather. The number of volunteers and the support and running through Woodstock in this area, it's gorgeous. So, yeah, just love it down here.
So you'd do it again?
I would. Yeah, I sure would.
If Angela Stebbins does come back, she'll be part of a big celebration at next year's race. The 2016 Covered Bridges Half Marathon will mark the 25th anniversary. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.